Hi, everybody. This is Glenn Ackerman with the Glenn Ackerman Podcast and Energy Awareness Training. We have a great show for you today. I'm bringing on a special guest and a student of mine from Lithuania, all the way across the world, Jovel Masleton. Jovel, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
We're going to be talking about energy awareness, and he's got a unique story on what he was doing before he discovered the energy awareness training principles, using them, and then what happened to him afterwards. And I love talking to him. So let's just bring you on. Jovel, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, everybody. My name is Jovel, as you may know. I'm a student. I live in Lithuania. I work on eBay. I shift dolphins, and I fix disposable lighters. That's what I do for a living.
And you're a university student, aren't you?
Yes, sure.
What are you studying?
I study East Asian studies with Chinese language and classical studies as well.
Okay. East Asian. You said it really fast. You study East Asian studies?
Yes.
Cool. All right. So tell me a little bit about what was happening with you before you discovered energy awareness training in my work.
For the start, I was studying in a Jewish religious school, and there are a lot of systems, a lot of rules, a lot of religious pressure put on everybody, not just me. But after I came out of it, there was some good stuff about that school, but I'm not going to paint it black all over, but it got me a little bit stuck in my head and a lot of, be scared to do stuff in my life, because they were not talking about mostly about what you should do. They were talking about mostly what you should not do. And I was like, oh my God, I should not do that. I should not do this. I should not do that. And I was like, all over the place, here and here and here and here, but not here, not present, not in the moment, everywhere else.
That's great. So let me see if I understand. You went to a religious school and there was a lot of pressure on you, a lot of rules and regulations, especially not to do certain things. And you felt kind of pressured about that, and you felt, and it brought on what? Tension, stress, anxiety, what?
Yes, exactly. And it brought a lot of tension to this part of my body, here.
Uh-huh.
And here, and even here. So, uh-huh. You know, I was feeling a little bit of suffocation to talk myself out, to spit out the things that I'm feeling, how I'm feeling, and to express myself. But on the other hand, you know, when I was studying in that school, I was going to drama courses, and that did teach me to express myself. So.
So you got some good stuff and you got some stuff that you didn't like.
Not everything is black or white.
Yeah. Okay. And then what happened?
And then what happened? I moved to Israel, and it was one of my major moves in my life that I did. And I started living without my parents, with my uncle. And he was not a new person to me, but it was new for me to live with him. So, you know, we had a little bit of argues here and there and blah, blah, blah. But we got along. But the biggest challenge for me was to be in a place that is my birthplace, but on the other hand, I was not living there, so I was like, you know, new place, new people, nobody knows me here, I don't know anybody here, and I was like, you know, also stress, but I got through that. Well, you know, at that time, I didn't have the energy awareness training, so I didn't know how to deal with it, but I got a little bit inside my head as well, but later it was better.
Okay, and so You discovered me where? How did you find out about me?
Well, I was into the RSD guys back in the days, and Tyler brought you up somewhere on a video on YouTube, and I was like, that guy seems interesting. So I got your courses. I had some money back there, mm-hmm. But I was like, you know, I was watching, and maybe I'll watch later. So I watched it like a year and a half later, something like that.
Okay, and then what happened when you started using the training?
And you know, the most mind-blowing thing about your program was the class one of level one. The basics, the high vibration energy versus low vibration energy. And And I was like, I was watching like this. I was like, oh my God, really? That's true. And I was, you know, I was starting to analyze my life, started to analyze the things that I did. I had some bad habits and I was lost in life. It was all over the place. I didn't know what to do. I knew what to do, what I was told to do from my mom and stuff like that, because they were guiding me. They saw that I'm a little bit of a mess.
So when you say you were lost, give us some detail. I mean, what was your life like before you started learning energy awareness training?
Well, I was doing the things that, you know, I was quite ignorant, let's say that. I was living by like the social condition people lived. I didn't read any books. I was living like from party to party, from Friday to Friday. It was never in the moment. I was always thinking about or either the past or the future, and it didn't allow me to enjoy and to feel the moment itself, which is the most beautiful.
Yeah. Were you using drugs or drinking and you know, in your party?
My mom's going to watch it, but no, I was not doing anything like that.
Okay, mom.
Yeah.
Okay. So in general, like with the party thing, I want to set the stage from where you were and then what changed with you when you started learning about energy principles and how they work and how energy works inside you.
What changed drastically is that there's a thing called situational confidence, or playing the money and looks game, playing the superstitial, playing the external things, to have that external stimulus to feel good about yourself. But it's just situational. You take it away, you're nothing. And I was feeling like that. I had some money, had some sex with women, and when it took away.
Your mother heard that you're having sex with women.
No, I'm virgin.
Ma, he'd never do that. He's just kidding.
So yeah, but you know, and I was eating that success. I don't know how to say it, and it's idiomatically in English, but I was feeding on it. Yeah,
pretty much.
I was feeding on that.
Yeah,
on those external things. But what energy awareness gave me is that you should not feed on external things, because things in life, physical things, they have a beginning and have an end. If you're gonna rely on physical stuff, you're never gonna be happy, because it's gonna have an end. So when I heard that phrase that you told me, life doesn't come for you, it comes from you, I actually read that down all over here in my place. The giant script: life doesn't come for you, it comes from you.
The phrase is, life doesn't come to you, it comes from you.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
And,
that's powerful.
And this opened my eyes to, you know, at least being aware of the low vibration energy and the high vibration energy is already good for me. Well, I still do the platforms. I still do every exercise, and I do it systematically.
Beautiful. So in energy awareness training, when people come to study and become energetically aware, the first thing that I do is I teach you the energetic laws, and I teach you the how energy works in this world. And there are about four or five different important laws and principles that you must know if you're going to really escape the traps that there are in this world. Can you talk a little bit about what I mean by the traps in this world?
Well, I'm going to tell you a fresh trap. Right now, I was sitting like here. I was thinking, wow, this interview is going so well. And then the low vibration energy. Oh, it's not going well. Feel it here. Feel it here. No. You're gonna mess that up right now. I was like, oh no. We should stop it here. Fresh example of the traps.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty mild trap. So you're talking about your thoughts. So when we talk about energy, people say energy awareness. Well, energy, what's that? You know, is it molecules or protons and neutrons? No, we're talking about your thoughts, your emotions, your behaviors, your beliefs about the world, your beliefs about yourself, your beliefs about what's possible for you and what's not possible for you. This is all in what I call your energetic operating system. in that all of us have an energetic operating system. It's the way that we see the world from our experience, good, bad, or ugly, whether we had a great upbringing or a lousy upbringing, or whether we had a lot of bad stuff happen to us or not so much. We have a way that we see the world and that we operate. And in that operation system is just like a computer. When I say an operating system, like a Mac or a Windows, or in that operating system, there are viruses in it. There are viruses that do what to a computer? They get in the way of you. They interrupt and they mess up your ability to function smoothly. It's the same thing with human beings. We have an energetic virus in our energy system that causes us to do things that bring us pain or suffering, or bring us stuff that we don't want, which is negativity. And a lot of times, you know, we've tried to overcome or try to deal with that particular virus and we haven't been successful. So energy awareness training is about locating yourself, identifying yourself as an energy system of energy, where you're putting energy out. Your thoughts, your emotions, your behaviors put out an energy field, good, bad, or ugly. You're putting out an energy field everywhere you go. And as a result, you're receiving energy also too, based upon the frequencies that you're generating. So, you know, when I'm talking about virus, you were just mentioned about negative thought. I'm talking about like dating the wrong girl, being in the wrong business, moving to the wrong place. I mean, all of these things that we make the wrong decisions for, they seemed right at the time. You know, she seemed like the right girl, or it seemed like the right job to take, or it seemed like the good place to move. But if only I had known then what I know now, I never would have done it. So energy awareness training is about recognizing what the situation is, because everything's energy. People, places, things, activities, businesses, you name it, it's got an energy form. And if you can read the energies of what's giving off before you do it, you're going to save yourself a lot of heartache and suffering. And that's the purpose of energy awareness training. So as you made your transformation, tell us what are the changes that you were making?
Well, first of all, I started to screen out a lot of people. I mean, lots, tons of people. I started not to talk to people that have a lot of bad habits, that don't move anywhere in life. And now I have only like three or two, four friends, and all of them are the same energy as me. I also gave them an advertisement of you, of course, and they might come to you as well in the future. But
You're the example of energy. It's funny. When people get this, when they really get it, they go, whoa, this whole world is one big ball of energy. And I'm learning how to recognize the hidden. I can read the hidden signs. See, that's a big thing, Jovell. It's important, is that the energy is all around us, but it's hidden. It comes in disguise. So one of the principles in energy awareness training is that usually something is hidden before it's revealed. Very important concept. Something is hidden before it's revealed. Just like, you know, human beings, they're in their mother's womb 9 months, it's hidden. And then the 9 month it's revealed. Or you take a pearl in an abalone, it's concealed until you open it up and you get the pearl. So a lot of what we're dealing with here in life is concealed. And when things come to us, you know, we're dealing with people, or we're dealing with relationships, or dealing with business, the energy, the true intent of what that energy is all about is hidden. That's why we make mistakes or make the wrong decisions, because the actual energy is hidden. And our work is about being able to recognize hidden energies, so that we go, I'm not going to fall into that trap, or I'm not going to be fooled by fool's gold, or by something that's an illusion. Yeah, but you have experiences with that?
But I want to share something more about my experience with energy awareness training.
Okay.
I started to catch my reactions, you know, when, for example, when somebody starts to yell at me or somebody starts to offend me or something like that. As you said in the course, low vibration energy attracts more low vibration energy. So before that, I would be like, oh, you too, you know, and start to argue as well. But now it's like, yeah, bless you. Goodbye. Because I don't want to get involved in it. I know that it's not going to give me anything good. Maybe it's going to feed my ego. But for me personally, it's going to eat my energy. It's going to consume my time. Who's the winner here?
Beautiful. That's a beautiful way to put it. Feeding your ego will always end up in suffering. Remember that. Feeding your ego, whether it's with girls or whether it's with money or whether it's with power, eventually, because the ego is connected to low vibration energy. And we talk about that in the course, why ego is. Now, ego means I want to get, what's in it for me? You know, how can I control this girl or this business or this money, power? Nothing wrong with having girls, nothing wrong with having money, nothing wrong with having power, but it's the energy. See, it's the energy around it that makes a difference of whether it's good for you or whether it's not good for you, or whether it's going to build you up or whether it's going to tear you down. So that's a good example of that. Good example. What else did you want to share about that?
I wanted to share actually a really big thing, storytelling time. And exactly like a year after I started to study the energy awareness training, a lot of people know that my father passed away. It was something exactly like a year after it. And what I felt that moment is that you talked about... about stuffing the feelings and not letting them out. And I was, when it happened, I told myself, whatever comes up, comes up. I'm gonna be with it. If I wanna cry, I'm gonna cry. If I wanna scream, I wanna scream. And that's gonna make me feel free later. So that's what I did.
Beautiful. You know, in energy awareness training is life training. I could have called it life training because what it does is it prepares us for all the things that life throws at us. And in school, you know, we were taught, you know, math and science and geography, but no one ever taught us how to deal with life. No one ever taught us how to deal with our emotions. Nobody warned us and said, what I say in my course is that life is going to shake you up. Life is going to turn you upside down. Life is going to disrupt you. Nobody wants to hear that, but that's part of the energetic cycle. And so when you learn how energy works, you learn that in the seasons, you know, that you got the summertime where everything's groovy, man, and everything's happening. And then it starts to move into fall, and that's nice, but it gets a little colder, you know. Then you're going to move into winter, man, or it's going to be freezing, and it's going to be the opposite of summer, and there's going to be a lot of misery there if you don't know how to deal with it. But sooner or later, it's got to turn into spring. So as we see the four shifts, we notice that energy is constantly shifting, and that's one of the laws that I teach in the course of the law of polarity, wherever you're at right now is moving towards the opposite end. So it's like the day. Here it is. It's noontime here. It's light. Sky is blue. Look at this beautiful sky up here.
Ah, amazing.
It's just blue as can be. But in a few hours, it's going to start to get dark. And it'll be nighttime soon. So there's a rhythm of energy that's always taking place. And if we think, oh, it's always going to be blue sky, it's always going to be sunny, we're going to be in a rude awakening in about 6 hours from now. And that's the thing about our lives. And what energy awareness does is it makes you aware of the way that life works. And that if you have peace and serenity and everything the way you want it, the other end of that is disruption. And I just did a recent video on disruption. And you have to know how to handle disruption. because all of our lives get disrupted. And when it does, it's your connection to the high vibration energy that can save you from the disruption. You know, it's like not knowing how to swim and falling overboard and going, oh, can you teach me how to swim? I'm falling overboard. No, I can't teach you how to. I should have teach you how to swim before you fell overboard. And this is what we learn in the training, in the energy awareness training, to develop the skills to be able to learn how to deal with relationships, to learn how to deal with your past, you know, to learn how to deal with all the stuff you've been through, and use it instead of to pull you down, but use it to move you forward dramatically. And I think that's one of the greatest assets I can tell people about when you're using your energy. You know, it's like if you're into cars, you know, and you've got a Ferrari in your garage and you don't even know it. You know, you're driving around a Honda, you know, and you think, gee, one day I want to get a nice car. Well, you've got a Ferrari in your garage. Every human being has a Ferrari in their garage. What do I mean by that? I mean, your energy, if you know how to use it, you become one of the most powerful beings walking this earth, because you have the force, the energy, which is unlimited, which is eternal, which is connected to all possibilities. You have access to that. And when you do, you're unstoppable. And there's nothing that you can't be or do when you have that. And that's my message I love to share with people. Cool. Okay. Yovel, we're about to wrap this up here. Anything else that you want to mention or share?
Actually, I was not thinking about anything specific, but I think that's all for me. Maybe next time I'm going to have some more experience to share.
Okay. One thing that you mentioned before we started was the similarities. You study comparative religions. One of the influences that I had in creating energy awareness training was the wisdom traditions of spirituality. And what do I mean by the wisdom traditions is the wisdom of all the spiritual and religious traditions where even though they're different, the way it's administered is different. They're all similar in certain truths of loving your fellow man, of learning how to be in silence and be at peace, of being aware of the nature and the beauty around you. I think you mentioned that, and you noticed that there were some similarities.
Of course, I did notice similarities from the New Testament and Bible. Especially in the chapter Apocalypse.
Oh, really?
Yes, because it was saying about a low vibration energy. It was saying about being sucked into that low vibration energy where all the suffering and pain and disruption and distraction comes. That's how I interpreted this for myself. And also in Buddhism, for example, they have a dharma.
Karma, yeah.
Dharma.
The dharma, yeah. Dharma and karma.
Dharma and karma.
Right. So it's true. So a lot of people say, well, is this like, I always get that people kind of go, well, is this like, you know, when I teach them, I do energy work. Oh, is this like Reiki? I go, a little bit, not much though. It's unique. Is it like, oh, you go into meditate. Is that like Buddhism or TM? I go, similar, not the same. It's completely unique unto its own. And that's what I'm thrilled about, that it is unique. And I'm thrilled to be able to take the tenets of all the things that I've studied, you know, which include neuroscience, which includes spiritual traditions, which includes energy healing, which includes consciousness, which includes so many different things, and put it together as a working system so that people can learn energy awareness training and hopefully teach your kids energy awareness training. Because if I had had this knowledge when I was growing up, I would have I would have saved myself about 20 years of suffering and probably got a lot farther along. But I believe everything happens for a reason. But can you imagine if we had a world where people knew how to heal themselves and how to let go and disconnect from their heaviness, from their traumas, from their negative incidences, and keep moving and stay confident? We change the world. And that's what I'm trying to do. I want to teach energy awareness training to the whole world so that we can eliminate emotional suffering as an idea whose time has come. Eliminate emotional suffering, which you can do if you're energetically aware. And you've been an example of that. So, Yuval, I want to thank you for being on the broadcast. And
no, thank you for letting me be on it.
It's a pleasure to see you always. You're out in Lithuania, so I know it's getting late there. For everybody else who's on the broadcast, if you want more information on energy awareness training, or you want to get an energy analysis, me or my staff do calls when we talk to people, and you can register for a call, free call, at glennackerman.com. That's Glenn Ackerman, two N's on Glenn, Ackerman.com. And sign up for a call. We'd be happy to give you more information. And with that, I want to remind you, nothing changes until energy moves. So take your day and go move some energy and stay in high vibration energy. This is Glenn Ackerman. We'll talk again. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.